This is Don Letts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra. Stay tuned.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that?
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien. Said everything gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. You say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through these cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you're on my side. Open my eyes and see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail, and tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Oh,
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días?
¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Que aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que todo.
Yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
It will be alright.
The whole world's in your hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. It's all about.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
Y todo va a estar bien.
Está bien. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna be all right. I can imagine. Listen, I've been in this place. I've been in this space. I can imagine there are people are saying, "What do you mean everything's gonna be all right? The world is going to hell in a handbasket. Do you see the wars? Do you see the earthquakes? Do you know what's going on? Mental illness, addiction, violence, and then you're saying everything's gonna be all right. That's like pie in the sky. That's like." You know, get a reality check, Reb, you know? And then there are those of us who say, yes, we know everything's going to be all right because God is in control. He told us in the last days there's going to be perilous times, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And he told us in the book of Revelations, 21st chapter, that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and the old things are going to be passed away, and there's not going to be any more sickness or death or disease or devil. And so we know that, you know, everything is going to be all right. And guess what? If we don't quit in the dip, we see how God will work all things together for our good. He can take a mess and make a miracle, a tragedy into a triumph. I'm telling you, beloved. So that's why I chose that song this morning. Not that I don't know those realities exist, but because I know God exists. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen. That was Evan Craft featuring Redeemy 2 and Danny Gokey with Be All Right, Be All Right. I just feel like somebody needs to be encouraged. Somebody needs to be reframed in the perspective and the view of things that they're having that just taking them down, 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 down. We want to lift you up. Where you belong. Keep your eyes on the prize. As the old folks say, the word of God, I keep my eyes on the hills from whence cometh my help comes from the Lord. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. And I'm not here by myself. We got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. How you feeling this morning, brother?
I am doing well. That's such a beautiful song that you picked for our opening tune. And, you know, I keep telling myself everything's going to be all right because I'm going to be plunging today. I'm going to be going to the icy cold waters of Oakdale. So,
I heard about that. Did your wife tell you what I said?
No, she did not. But
I said, is that after our show?
It is after our show. It's 12 o'clock today. And it's going to be good. I keep psyching myself up. But, you know, you got to talk to yourself and, encourage yourself even when you're doing something that's potentially foolish and cold. So come join us at the. It's for a good cause. It's supporting the youth center here in Hudson. So come join us at noon at the Oakdale at the Oakdale Lake.
If you want to see a whole lot of half naked people going into the to the freezing little pond over there, amen. God bless you. God bless you. But it is for a good cause. Sometime, brother, you know, you got to remember your ancestry is from Africa. We, you know, we don't do coal that good. But I'm going to pray for you. You go ahead. You out there with all the Nordics and everything, you know.
Pray for me, you all. Definitely pray for me.
But you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Listen, it's International Women's Day this week, and so we just want to acknowledge that as well. And, you know, stick around. My spiritual social commentary, I'm going to share some things that's in my mind, on my heart. And it might be, you know, something that you're thinking too, or something that'll be new news for you. You never know what we're going to do. We're going to bring it right, though. Might be tight, but it'll be right. We want to just say thank you. Thank you, beloved, for your support for the Winter Pledge Drive. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you to all of the station partners and supporters and for the donors. We just want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that you share, you care, and that you're there. And so thank you. If you couldn't participate this time and you had a heart to do it, we thank you for that too. And hopefully you'll be in a better position this time when we do the next pledge drive, right? So we got music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Yes, we do. That's what we do. We've got God's Got Us by Maverick City featuring Chandler Moore. We gonna be all right. Ty Tribbett, The Moment, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, One Touch, Jabari Johnson, One Day, KCJ, One Moment from Glory, Yolanda Adams, Another Why by Miss Wendy Wyatt. Then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We have 7 songs back to back, 30 minutes of uninterrupted music. And that's what we're going to do for you. Heart, mind, and soul. Music with the message. Here we go. God's got us, beloved. God's got us.
God's got us. He's in control, in control, in control. God's got us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let him heal what you refuse to let go. God can take nothing and make something great. Oh. Make beautiful things from these ugly mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
This is a promise.
Church
say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen him do miracle. Yes, the impossible. God's got us. God's not a man. He should lie to bring me
that he gave his life. I'm so glad that God's got him.
It's so hard, just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words in my mouth and stay on the route. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low, but never let your faith go.
Woo! Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which
way to go.
Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well
stay in the house.
Been trying to rise up. Got terrorist disguised,
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Trust when I say that we gon' be alright.
Tell them, tell them, tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Tell them, tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Let's go.
Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's
here today.
Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Here today.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, troublous days.
Show me your parents and people that pray.
Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done.
In the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it rise through the dark.
Hey! Even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout,
hey!
Cause we know after the night, we gon' be alright.
Hey, all things bring together,
we gon' be alright.
Don't jump in from me, I know you would.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so don't you worry about it.
Oh no.
Don't you cry about it.
Oh no.
Hey, I believe I'll receive every word that he promised me.
We gon' be alright.
Oh Jesus,
we gon' be alright.
Believe ya,
we gon' be alright.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Don't lose no sleep over it.
Oh, no.
Hey, just believe and receive every word that he promised you.
We gon' be alright.
Hey, so lift your hand up.
We gon' be alright.
Hallelujah. Just give him worship.
We gon' be alright.
I won't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I won't lose sleep over it.
Oh, no.
He got everything under control. There's someone who did.
We gon' be alright.
Good God. Good God. That battle isn't done. This belongs to the Lord. Stand still. Don't fight. We don't die.
We gon' be all right.
It's gonna be all right now. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right now. It's gonna be all right.
Don't miss this moment. You've been waiting for a long time.
Right.
for you. He makes time for you. And if you need his attention, you know what to do.
Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through the crowd. She had one goal in mind, to touch the hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch she'd be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him, it saved my soul. This one touch can change everything. One touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her alive.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is the bright. There's a bright spot somewhere, and it's right here with me at WGXC. One touch can change everything.
never dare to believe you were made for so much more. Dreaming was a luxury that you could not afford. If you had the chance to see what's behind that closed door, your worries would all be erased. So no matter how dark the night, know that you were created to fly. See the flowers grow when they dance in the rain, and new life only shows after a mother's pain. So you gotta be strong. You're too close to your change, and soon the whole world will know your story. Don't give up your one moment from glory. Glory. Don't give up your one moment from glory. Remember to guard your heart from the voices you hear, ones of negativity and reminiscing of fear. Whenever you feel alone, know that God's love is near. You are not the mistakes that you made. So no matter how dark the night,
cause he's good. He's been good to me. He provides for me faithfully.
I praise him cause he's strong, watching over me. He protects me from all harm. But I don't need a list of benefits to give the glory to the one who sits on high. I praise him cause he's God. I praise him cause he's God.
Loving it. That's Miss Wendy Wyatt. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I just thank God for the opportunity I get to share, amen, some of my thoughts and views with you. You know, so many people have said to me over the many years I've been in ministry that there's something I said that has helped them, you know. And certainly there are many people who have said things in my life that have helped me too. And that's what we do. We keep it moving. We keep it flowing. We keep the good vibes going. And there is a bright side somewhere. So, listen, beloved, I was watching this movie the Woman King last week. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. And it had been in the movie theaters, you know, and I was waiting till it came onto TV on one of these streaming platforms, and it did. And it was this story that was about this woman who was a woman, and they gave her the title King. I was offended. There was some controversy about it. I was like, well, why can't she be a queen? Why does she have to be a woman king? When women ruled, they were queens or candaces, right? If they were pharaohs that were female or empresses, you know. And but then I saw the movie and it surprised me. It was much different than what I had thought. So what they say, you can't tell a book by the cover, right? You can't go on preconceived notions or what people say from their own interpretation or experience of something or lack of experience with something, and they just running off with the mouth, right? So in any event, I did watch it and I enjoyed it. But then afterward, there was another documentary that followed it, and it was about a woman who was actually the original, I guess, or who the story was based upon, a woman king. And it was that the king had you know, exalted her to a position in the movie, and then you know, she became the woman in place of that king. But it just goes to show, you know, that the women, the history of women and the contributions of women in the world on the worldwide stage for the millenniums has been so mishandled or ignored or marginalized, minimized, whatever you want to say. And for that reason, just like with Black History Month, we need a Women's History Month, right? So, you know, I'm surfing through, you know, the channels, whatever, and I came across this other thing, and it was talking about history. And so I sat and watched that for a couple of minutes, and or a couple of episodes, I should say. And so there was one episode about Queen Victoria, who was the second longest ruler or monarch of England in the 1800s. She reigned until 1901. So can you even imagine? Now, of course, that was, you know, during the period after Britain had emancipated slaves. And, you know, I don't know if they tried to atone for what they did, but, you know, they weren't going across the oceans to steal people anymore to drive and build their nation and their economy. And so she was reigning. And in this episode, this documentary, I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what they presented. She called the British people racist. She called them out for their racism towards an Indian prince that she was sort of hanging out with in Europe. And so, you know, snaps and claps for even that acknowledgement of racism and how our perceptions from a white worldview perspective can color how we interact with other people, misinterpreting and misunderstanding their struggle, their journey, their life, their culture, their view of the world, right? And misinterpreting that and then, you know, causing detriment to people because of that lack of knowledge, awareness, or even the intent or desire to find out more, to change the way they think, as she was doing. Then there was this episode about this woman emperor in Japan, and how she was the first woman emperor, and how history had painted her as this despot. And but then as archaeologists were doing discoveries, they realized and found out that, you know, women were freer during her reign in like the 6th century than they ever had been before or since in Japan. And so, you know, it caused you to think or wonder, you know, were they being was she being presented in the light that she was, and in a favorable light, because she was so strong for women's freedom and women's rights? And so, and anyway, you know, that got me thinking and set the stage for, you know, this March month, where it's Women's History Month. And this week on the 8th is the International Women's Day. And I'm thinking about, you know, women, and I take this opportunity, just like we do when it's, you know, Memorial Day or Veterans Day, or, you know, to look back at history, see, as someone said, history is not past, it's present, right? Today is going to be yesterday, tomorrow. And so we're living history, right? And So in Women's History Month, I kind of look back sometimes and look at what the Bible had to say about women and things like that. And in the beginning, in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, it said that God made woman, hallelujah, and male and female created he them. Male and female created he them. And I'm not going to get into the debate about the alphabets and all the different ways people want to identify how they feel, you know, what they're attracted to, their affections or whatever. The fact of the matter is that in the design of humankind, there are two. One is male, one is female. And female women make up 50% of humanity. I'm not talking about population size, because I think in some places we far outnumber men. Maybe even in all the populations of the world, we far outnumber men. But, God, we're 50% of human creation is female. And so, amen, to marginalize or disparage women, to treat women so foul, so bad, is not the idea of God. He created women in God's image and likeness. He created them to have dominion together with the man. And so dominion, you know, means, amen, dominion. we have been created to be able to think and to be able to decide and to be able to, you know, to lead and to grow and to do all these different things. And, you know, some people get caught up in God created them to be helpmate to man, and they think that means to be subservient, you know, to man. But they miss the point that God said it was not good for man to be alone. God has not changed from that viewpoint. It's not good. And all the good that women do and all the good that women are doing and all the good that women have done, I'm just here to say, rah, rah, we need to respect it and we need to protect it. Hallelujah. So, amen. For those who think that women are just here to help men, hallelujah, to be in the back or be on the side and, you know, just let the man have the full front stage, I just want to point your attention to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 3 in the Bible, where the apostle Paul says to the men, I want you to help these women. I want you to help these women. They have been helping me. They've been working together side by side with me. Help these women. All right. That's there in the Word of God. You know, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 28, verse 10, Jesus shows himself to the women first and tells them, don't be afraid, go tell the men. Don't be afraid, go tell the men. And, you know, when you look at that, and you can look at that in the lens that he was telling them, don't be afraid to go tell the men. You know, because, you know, even then, Jesus was breaking down misogyny. He was breaking down the barriers and he was elevating women to the proper place that God had for them in the beginning. Beloved, my time is up. It's time for me to go. But I just want you to know, hallelujah, that it is a enlightened thing. It is a God thing to understand that when God created humans, he created humans, male and female. They're 50%, one and one. Make the two. 50% and 50% make 100. That's humanity. That's humankind. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Amen. Listen, beloved, God bless you. If you're here, you didn't get here without a woman. Amen. And so happy Women's History Month, beloveds. And remember never to forget, God loves us, created us in God's own image and likeness. Just a little lower than God. Yes, he did. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist, and I'm about to be out. We got another song for you. I will worship you. We're going to cut that a little short, though, right, bro? Amen. And then I'll be back with my final comments and one more song.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. And Yahuwah said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain.
Morning and night, I will worship you. to worship you. I will worship you.
All is said and done, Lord, I will worship you. I will give you your praise. I will acknowledge your sovereignty, your power. I will give you thanks. I will honor you. I will worship you. Hallelujah, God. I don't have a problem. Lord, I thank you for all the women who have come before us, God, the women upon whose shoulders we stand, the women, oh God, who have been painted with a broad brush as we go around in history, Lord, calling them tyrants if they were leaders, Lord, or just minimizing and marginalizing their contributions, Lord. The heroes and heroes of our lives and our lifetimes, Lord, I give you thanks. Lord, I pray for those who are under the sound of my voice. I pray for them, oh God, to just embrace and celebrate with us, Lord, womanhood, God. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, as we get ready to go in the remainder of this week in this new month, we ask your blessing to help us, oh God, to see as you see, God, hallelujah, to know, oh God, that you want us to be in good health and to prosper. Lord, we thank you for victory over those things that try to hinder us, try to hurt us. We pray and seek your help and seek your guidance. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for the brothers, oh God, who understand, oh God, hallelujah, and love, oh God, working with women, hallelujah, and even at sometimes letting women take the forefront because they have the skill sets that you have given them, the giftings and the talents that you have bestowed. God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. The theme of Women's Day, beloved, is break the bias. Yes, break the bias. That's what we're looking to do this year, 2023. God, in 2023, you depend on me. Well, beloved, it's time for us to go. I want to say happy birthday to all you March babies. This time next week, we'll be in daylight savings time. Snaps and claps for that. And, you know where to find us. Overcoming Ministries, 12534@gmail.com. You want to hear more, know more, or know where we are and what we're doing. God loves you, and I love you too. Have a blessed day and a great week. Here we go. One more to go. It's going to be all right. We started out, and we're going out the same. It's going to be all right.
Come on, put your hands together.